This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. We are thrilled to be involved again with the Levitt Amp series that is hosted by the Springfield Area Arts Council. Executive Director Bella Sable has joined us. This is the day for this summer series to start. Our first act is Chloe Kimes.
Chloe is Americana. She's going to be singing lots of amazing songs, fun rock, folksy type mix that everybody loves.
We play a lot of that on The X, including Chloe. Let's backtrack a little. The good news that you told us about last time you were here is that Levitt Amp not only is back, but it's been renewed as far as the grant from the Levitt Amp Foundation.
Yes. So this is year one of three for our newest grant cycle.
Without that grant, would this happen?
Definitely not. That grant is incredible. It makes a huge, huge impact on this program.
Seems like it's really grown as far as people appreciating this as a free thing to do all summer long on Thursdays. You had one of your biggest crowds last season. About how many people did you estimate were down at the Y Block?
In total, last year we saw about 16,000 people, which is double the amount that we saw our very first season in 2019.
It's growing and the bands are really good. You may not know the band, but if you get down there and listen, you'll be really happy you went. And there's usually a headliner that often plays other Levitt Amp series around the country. And then the openers tend to have a local affiliation.
We always try to work locally and generally regionally with our openers to give our local musicians an opportunity to play at such an incredible venue. With our headliners, we get nationally touring artists, sometimes even internationally touring artists as well.
And yet, that's not all. If you go down there, there are other things happening.
In addition to our music, we also get local dance troupes to come and do kickoff. Each week is a different dance troupe. We have two different vendor sections. So we've got an artist row and we've got community row. Our artist row will showcase the amazing artists that we have in the community. You can come and meet the local art scene. Our community row gets to highlight some of the amazing organizations in the area who make impacts in different ways with our community specifically. We also have food trucks. We've got a kids' corner with Kidsium.
I think I saw the kids playing with big bubbles last
year. Yes, we had lots of big bubbles last year. It was a lot of fun.
I also caught a couple Muni shows do a preview between the set.
The Muni came out to do some kickoffs for us, and they got to do a preview of some of their shows that were coming up that season. So that was really fun to be able to highlight our local theater community with this program, too.
It's really turned into a great opportunity to highlight all the arts. That's why the Springfield Area Arts Council's involved.
Exactly.
Let's go show by show. Today, May 28th, it kicks off. Chloe Kimes is Americana. Very interesting stuff.
Call all these boys with guitars. It's like they're picking just to get somewhere. Like my place after the bar. Think it's that easy with your slick back hair. You must have something to prove. You lack attention, take the full amount.
And then the opener is
Chaos in Red. They are a local band. They do Americana folk. Everybody loves them. I have seen a ton of excitement on Facebook.
I'm gonna ride those melancholy waves. I'm gonna go on adventures today. I'm gonna see you twice too. Tonight.
As I was preparing for CVX last Saturday from 5 to 7, a lot of the local bands, it's easiest to find them often on Facebook. They may not have a website yet. They may not even have songs that are on streaming services yet, although quite a few do. Mm-hmm. But often they'll have little clips on Facebook, short clips that you can hear them perform at a past show.
That's one of the fun things about our local bands is if you want to hear them, you have to come see them.
That's the good thing about local music. The next headliner is June 4th, Anita Michelle Jackson.
Jazz that week. We're going to have a whole jazz week. It's going to be fun.
If I could take my time and my imagination, I take a sentimental ride. I'd open up my mind, remember how life used to be.
You try to find different genres for each show, if possible, to try to keep as diverse a sound as possible.
Our goal is to make sure that we have different genres that people don't often have an opportunity to hear in the area. We do different genres each week as best we can, given our budget and availability for our artists.
Anita Michelle Jackson has done some background vocals for pretty major artists. She sounds tremendous. The opener for Anita Michelle Jackson on June 4th is Butter.
Butter, everybody knows and loves Johnny Owens. He is behind Butter, and it's his band.
Then the next week, June 11th, we move on to Bluegrass. Of course, Jennifer Ram here hosts Bluegrass Breakdown, so she probably knows the match sellers.
Rotten milk in the refrigerator door, and the lettuce is turning brown.
We had the match sellers, and the opener there is the Whiskey Killers. Bluegrass as the headliner, and the Whiskey Killers are country rock.
Bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me?
Then moving on to June 18th, the Psychedelics, a funk band, playing June 18th. And then Paul Bill Jr., listed as Neo Soul on the schedule, he is the opener. I did see some of his stuff local. He's got quite the voice.
Yes, he does. I am most excited for him. He actually was interested in performing at some of our other summer programs as well. So he's definitely on our list of future performers to keep in our roster. He has an incredible voice. He's going to be amazing.
The sun is rising as I get up in the morning. Surprise, you're the only thing I'm wanting. You make me wanna sing.
We move on to June 25th, Ruben Moreno and the Zydeco Re-Evolution.
I love New Orleans style, so that'll be fun.
It's more of an alternative Zydeco or more of a future forward sounding.
The week is over, it's Friday night. I say we party, we ride it to the ride. So get it started and call your boys. Get on the road because we about to make some noise.
The opener there is the Smokestacks.
Mm-hmm.
Then on July 2nd, Sean Holt in the Teardrops.
Blues that week.
I got a lot of money. A lot of so-called friends. When we out. Can buy a lot of gin.
Some blues music and a great local blues musician opening up. He was a finalist in the National Blues Competition this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so Devin C. Williams. You may have heard him play with a different band last year or in numerous appearances at different places around town. He was at the New Soil Music Festival too, and it sounded great. He's got sort of a Delta blues feel.
I've got praying hands and a
Devin C. Williams is the opener on July 2nd. Is that a 4th of July acknowledgement?
No fireworks this year. We do try to theme some of our weeks with whatever holiday might be happening.
July 9th, the Lowdown Brass Band. And I was expecting more of a big brass sound, and they have that, but it's a little different. It's got a reggae vibe to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're funky for sure. Definitely unique and really fun to bring to the community.
Taking risks, I fight for freedom to resist. Give me liberty or death, I got no choice but to enlist. It's an honor to believe and choose, I feel as strong as this. Every shot is for survival, which will make it hard to miss. Call it this, it's a battle cry, so don't think it's a diss. To the ones that ain't awakened and forgot that we exist. When I'm gone, please remember I would never call it quits. If I have to meet my maker, fill me in on what I missed.
Another local band that you may have seen around, Unchained. Some funk rock is the genre description listed on the calendar.
At first you restrained me, no chase down. Long time you tased me, face down. Living in hysteria, visit bacteria. It's our neighborhood cop living in America.
July 16th, SO Funk.
They are Afro-Caribbean. That'll be a fun, upbeat week, too.
Can I take you out? I just want to see you. And I need to get out the house. When I'm with you, I yearn to kiss your mouth. I'm a man of many words, but tonight, I just want to be your thoughts.
And on that particular one, the opener is...
Taxim and the Candy Jams, and they are going to do reggae and R&B fusion.
We get down toward the end of the season, July 23rd, Carver Commodore.
They are alt rock.
How are you? It's been a long time. I haven't seen you around in what feels like ages. So what's new? You're looking just fine. I meant you look nice, but not in a weird way. It's crazy. I've been wondering if you'd ever want to see me again. Well, what can I say?
Got a great opener with them, Attic Salt. It's a local band, which my sister is one of the performers. She's a singer for that one. I'm a rock kind of gal, so that's my favorite.
Attic Salt, Washington Street. Finish up the season, July 30th, Doc Robinson. And when I previewed Doc, the music sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
It's listed as indie pop soul.
It's out of my head, it's an open mind. Whether I go or whether you stay, we'll still ache either way.
And then the Gold Maps.
They are alt indie.
Our friend Arlen Peebles, this may be another iteration of a band that he's doing. The Gold Maps will be excellent to see on July 30th. Been working with the Springfield Area Arts Council,
mm-hmm.
and was the primary person getting Levitamp put together. Just before the season started, he got some good news.
He did, yeah. So he took a job with Downtown Springfield Inc. as their new executive director. DSI has been involved with Levitamp since the beginning, just like the Arts Council has. We've continued that partnership this year through Jay's in-kind donation of helping us plan everything.
That's great. So he finished up getting things executed and is still invested in the success of it, obviously,
yes.
as part of DSI. That has also led to you posting a position that will have a lot to do with the next Levitamp.
The program director role, which is what Jay was previously in, they help us out, especially with Levitt. So Levitt's kind of the program director's baby. And then we have about 12 other programs that the program director will help support as well. We're hiring for that position, hoping to get that filled by middle of the season for Levitamp so that they can get an idea of what to expect before having to jump right in to do next year.
Applications still possible?
Yes, applications are still open on our website, so you can apply online. SpringfieldArtsCo.org.
SpringfieldArtsCo.org.
Yes.
As a person who's been around Levitamp, do you have any insider tips on how to best do Levitamp?
Bring a lawn chair and definitely bring a jacket for the beginning half of the season. It gets pretty chilly once the sun goes down. Bring either your own picnic or get ready to bring some takeout because because we've got some amazing food trucks on site. There's amazing local restaurants downtown that you could go pick up some food. Bring the whole family. It's so much fun for everybody.
It's amazing the folks you'll meet there, folks from work or friends from other parts of town. And you can bring the kids. And like you said, there's a kids area there that age and want to run around there. Is there someone to keep an eye on them, or do the adults have to make sure they do their usual supervision?
Usual supervision. We do have that kids corner. So there are some employees from the Kidsium who come by and oversee things, but they're definitely not babysitters.
When people hear about Levitt Amp, they may not be that interested in music, or they may love it, but what's the impact on the community that even if somebody doesn't care about the music, that Levitt Amp brings?
Levitt Amp brings a huge economic boom to our downtown. We see close to 2,000 people each week coming into downtown. So that provides amazing opportunity to our local businesses, local restaurants, for them to get new people who may not frequent downtown very often. On top of that, we pay our artists as well. So all of those local openers, all of our dance kickoffers, they're all getting paid. So we're putting money right back into the local economy that way too.
That's always the mission of the Springfield Area Arts Council, is that artists get paid.
Exactly.
As we get ready to go into the 2026 season, and we're talking here with Bella Szabo, the executive director of the Springfield Area Arts Council. Bella Szabo, thank you for joining us on Community Voices and letting us know about the Levitt Amp series that kicks off today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited for everybody to come and enjoy Levitt Amp.